As we always do on Wednesdays, we focus now on a workplace issue. Today, we take two with NPR's Ketzel Levine. This morning, she profiles a man who has enjoyed more than a few careers.
Tom Taylor abhors tedium and delights in drastic change.
Well, let's see. I bartended at Park City. I managed a retreat center at Marin County. I brewed beer in Spokane, Washington. And I don't know if this is good or frightening, but now I'm a physician.
Dr. Tom Taylor is in his first year of residency at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland.
Mr. Morse, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Excellent.
On this morning, the stocky, affable, brown-bearded doctor is making the rounds at Portland's VA Medical Center.
Do you mind if I take a listen to your lungs?
Go ahead.
I'm going to have you take a nice deep breath in and out through your mouth.
Like any first-year resident, Dr. Taylor's hours are horrific. Not that he isn't used to a certain grind, but he was a young buck back when he held jobs as a ranch hand and a wilderness ranger, and the sun doesn't set in a hospital.
You know, when you're on call every fourth night, soon to be every third night, and you're basically up all night, well, it's a lot harder for a 43-year-old to pull that off.
Tom Taylor had considered a career in medicine in his 20s, but felt he had no life experience, no wisdom to bring to the job. He was en route to owning his own brew pub in the Bay Area and was boning up on chemistry in pursuit of the perfect pint when his passion for science reemerged and with it his interest in medicine. He began volunteering at San Francisco General Hospital by day and taking pre-med classes at night.
The more time he put into it, you know, the more obvious it came to me that this was really a calling for him. And you know, how could I not support him on that?
His wife, Chris Taylor, is the family's business-savvy breadwinner. Yet even with her support back then, Tom Taylor had another hurdle, getting in to med school.
I had one gentleman who, well, Tom, I don't see the thread here in your career path. And I said, do you need there to be a thread? I mean, I've got some wear on the tires.
He also had some impressive grades and, at age 38, entered Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C.
And I was panicked. I hadn't been in a classroom in, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years, I can't remember. But I managed to still do okay. So I hadn't lost at all, but it wasn't quite as sharp as I used to be.
I married a guy who was a lot of fun. And we had a blast before he did this med school thing. And so, you know, it's been tough. I mean, I think he's doing the right thing, but I miss him.
The Taylors have two sons. Their first, Jamie, was born while Tom Taylor was studying at Georgetown. Jamie had a stroke in utero and suffered brain damage. The trauma of nearly losing him, the delight in watching him as he beats the odds, has changed both the father and the doctor.
Because I've been a patient through my son so much over the last 2 years, I've learned what it's like to be a patient in a way, just the impact that some of the information that we hand out somewhat blithely, because it's just a part of our world, but it's everything to the patient.
3 months ago, the Taylors had their second son, Benjamin. His birth was blissfully uneventful. The kids, the careers, the partnership with his wife have all made for a stunning adventure, which pretty much sums up Tom Taylor's approach to life.
I think one of the remarkable things about being a human being is our ability to transform ourselves. And the circumstances can be very difficult. But if you really want to make a change in your life and you can see a path to do it, I think you should do that at really any age.
Dr. Tom Taylor will be 45 when he launches his new career in internal medicine. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Photos of the Taylor family and more Take Two stories are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.